ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
A lot going on with the Bears reporting to camp. Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace met the media today. Some interesting stuff that we will continue to recap. No baseball trades as of yet today. I made a prediction at the beginning of the show that there would be one.
We have not
by
had
the end of the show.
We have not had the breaking news sounder either.
We have not had that. I thought it would sound twice. We still have two more hours to go.
I took the over. I set it at a sounder and a half.
By the way, Javi Baez, who missed yesterday's game with a heel injury until the walk-off hit, is in the lineup tonight. Good. He's hitting four.
He's going to have his broom with him.
And then I believe, and where you're home for the White Sox, I believe Aloy is supposed to play left field today.
That's what Connor tweeted yesterday.
And there it is. The lineup is out. Aloy is batting cleanup, and he will play left field. Okay. So that's the latest.
And get some runs. I've only had 10 in the last five games. Get some runs.
Right.
Let's get some runs.
And I want to get to your list. We'll recap the top 15 or 14 until today's number one most important Bears. Before we do that, I want to get to some of these phone callers who've been patient. Scott in Highland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Scotty?
What's up, boys?
You tell us.
You.
I'll tell you what's up. I'm a Blackhawks season ticket holder since 89. I love the Blackhawks, but they stink right now. And let's look at this, okay? You picked up Seth Jones. Okay, that makes a little sense because he's a young defenseman. I don't know about spending that kind of money. But then you pick up a 37-year-old goalie who's good. But let's be honest. It's like living in a rent-controlled apartment and driving around in Alfa Romeo. Like, you scratch your head. Like what? For what reason are you doing this? Well, I mean, this is Stan Bowman. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, Scott, like, when you give up what they gave up in terms of draft picks, if you're not going to be good, those draft picks that they gave up for Seth Jones are going to be very valuable to you, aren't they?
Could no,
be
you're right.
And it's supposed to be a stacked draft next year as well, from
you're,
what I understand.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right. It makes no sense. I mean, this is Stan Bowman, not Scotty Bowman. I mean, he gives up Teravainen just so they can dump Bickle's contract, and then he gives up from Panarin and brings back. I mean, you know, I gotta stretch my head.
Right. No, so, it's crazy. He's given up so many good players. Like the Panarin one is the biggest one, and then he says we're going to rebuild because of where we are. Then he goes out and his actions show you that it's not a rebuild.
It was a good. Actually, thought it was a pretty good comparison when the Bulls told you they were going to get younger and more
it's
athletic.
Very similar. Yes, and my biggest issue with Gar Pax is their plan changed constantly.
Right.
Hey, we're going to rebuild. No, we're not going to rebuild. We're going to go with this team. Okay, now we're going to rebuild, but then we're going to get rid of our best player during the rebuild in Jimmy Butler. Roy in Minneapolis, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Roy?
Hey, boys. Thanks again for taking my call. You guys had me on yesterday, and we were talking a little Javi. I mean, listen, Sylvie, you and I are big Cubs fans. We know who he is. After last night, I know it's recency bias, but don't you want a guy like that on your team? Now, if you can get him for a good deal, like 100, I'd even go up to 125. Like, I think
How many years are you giving Javi when you give him 100 or 125?
5-6 years.
This is why, though, with no disrespect, Matt Roy, this is why we can't be general managers. Because when you see what transpired last night, that should have no bearing on your decision whether or not to move forward with Javi or move away from Javi. It just shouldn't. Like,
I know, and you know, we're just having fun here, and like I'm just a Cubs fan. I'm emotional because this is the last week that we're gonna see this core, and it's just, you know, I want to keep some of these guys. I don't know, but like I also agree, if you can get get two or three really good prospects for them, why not? My question is, would you still want him on your team if you can get him for the right deal?
I've said this all along. I would. And I'm not a Cubs fan.
The right deal is the trick part. What is the right deal?
It's a team-friendly deal where you're basically, At the end of the day, everyone says, wow, he signed a team-friendly contract. Because you still have to fill out a lineup. You still have holes, and you've got to find quality players and guys that hopefully will help lead you to the promised land again. He's not a $30 million a year player any longer. He's not one of the elite shortstops out there. But Javi Baez has value. His value just wasn't enhanced from my perspective, and not because I'm a Reds fan based on what happened yesterday.
I just keep looking at the Red Sox, and do the Red Sox get scared of trading guys or losing guys off their World Series championship teams?
I think they move on.
They move on, and they keep winning. You know what I mean? Like, the Cubs have always looked to the Red Sox, and they had guys who used to run the Red Sox who run the Cubs. But even the business would look at the Red Sox and say, that's our model. Like, they're not scared to get rid of Mookie Betts to the Dodgers, but yet here they are again, the Red Sox, in a prime position to possibly win another World Series. When was their last one? Like 18? You know, they've won multiple ones over the last two decades.
But I wouldn't necessarily say that the Cubs are afraid to follow that model. We can have that discussion at the end of Friday.
Right.
Because you may find out that Jed is willing to talk more to the fan base.
Okay. I'm talking more to the fan base that that team has always turned over their roster. And they continue to, every 5 years or so, win another World Series again with a new-look team because they're playing smart baseball.
I don't recall the roster that the Red Sox ran out there. I think there's more of a heartfelt response from Cub fans because the majority of the guys that will be going away are going to be guys that were part of the core that helped take you from nothing to the promised land. And when you wave goodbye to Baez possibly, Bryant possibly, and Rizzo possibly, I think there's a little bit of emotion attached to that. That's the difference.
Possibly breaking news. So I'm going to give you guys the benefit of the doubt. See, I don't know, because you guys have a bet about this now going today, so I don't want to play it and then you guys be like, that's not really breaking news. So I'm going to
trust your judgment. That's what I would say.
Yeah. See,
you
I don't know.
You just had an article written about it.
All right.
Look at you.
What would you guys want the sounder first?
What would 6 to 8 Chris Bleck say?
I don't know. This isn't like a joking matter, so.
Okay, I'm just saying.
So this is a serious story.
I mean, we could hit it.
This is breaking news.
See, I don't know.
Powered by PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Tom Pelissero has a statement from the NFL about Deshaun Watson. And so this is basically what it is. It says the NFL's review of the serious allegations against Deshaun Watson remains ongoing and active. We are working cooperatively with the Houston Police Department to ensure that the NFL's inquiry does not interfere with their investigation. As we continue to gather additional information and monitor law enforcement's developments, we will make appropriate decisions consistent with the collective bargaining agreement and personal conduct policy. At this time, there are no restrictions on Watson's participation in club activities.
Well, that's important.
As of right now, he is cleared to participate as an NFL player, but they are continuing the investigation.
I was reading an article earlier today. The foundation for actually either putting him on the commissioner's list or dishing out some sort of punishment, it's written out specifically. And based on what has transpired to this point, I'm not surprised at this decision, because I'm not sure that what has transpired would have reached the level of the league getting involved at this point.
Right.
Like, I think I read it.
Is he going to play for the Texans in the preseason?
That I don't know.
Is he going to practice? I mean, that still
hasn't been determined
yet. Do they want him on their team as of now? Like, are they... You know what I mean? Like, there's so many. This is such a complex situation because you have, number one, the legal matter. Number two, Watson wanted out and doesn't want to play for them anymore. Now, with the legal matter, do the Texans want him on the team anymore? So, like,
it's a very convoluted situation. And if I read things correctly in terms of the legal matter, the civil case, I don't believe, not any of the criminal stuff that may or may not develop, but the civil case, he won't even get to court on those things until February of 2022 because of the backlog of the, I mean, this was, So, like, that's something that is actually going to more than likely.
They could still interview, though, the NFL, all the people who have the
lawsuits. They can, but my point is he's not going to get his day in court with regard to this any type of civil action. It's not scheduled until sometime in February of 2022.
Okay. I want to get to your list here. So today is the day you unveil number one, the most important Bears.
I think it's obvious.
Okay, but before we get to number one, I want to recap for everyone the 15 or the previous 14. We started this on July 7th, and yes, our goal was to count down on the 15 shows that would lead you to Bears training camp. So we were, in essence, counting down the shows that we had left until the Bears report.
I thought it actually created a lot of conversation. Some choices and the different spots created more conversation than others. But for the most part, I think that we were kind of on the same page with a lot of things.
And number 15 is Tariq Cohen. I like that one. And he's on the PUP list to start. Yeah. He's still not healthy.
Say they're taking it slow, but that's not a good sign.
The only one that I disagreed with was Akeem Hicks at number 14. I thought that that was too low for him. I think he's more important, but that's where Waddle had him at number 14. You interrupt me whenever you want to weigh in. Number 13 is Eddie Goldman. Number 12 is Eddie Jackson, who may or may not have taken offense to his spot on the list.
Not worried about it. He needs to be better this year, and he needs to be a foundation piece going forward. Spent a lot of time with the defense early on this list, but my theme, remember, was development and offensive improvement for 2021.
Number 11 was Robert Quinn, who did not show up for the season last year.
He did, but he didn't go well.
He didn't officially opt out, but on the field he opted out. Darnell Mooney, an up-and-comer, was number 10, most important Bear.
Like him as a player.
David Montgomery, number 9. One of our listeners called and said he may have shed some pounds.
I'm not sure. Jose said that. I'm not aware of that, but I would hope that the coach uses him more strategically this year.
I believe number 8 got the highest reviews from you and your descriptive nature of his spot at number 8.
I thought Roquan Smith was probably the second best player, maybe beyond Khalil Mack. If this was a power ranking, it'd go Khalil Mack and maybe Roquan and A-Rob tied at 2. So Roquan Smith was number 8 for me, and I think if his progression continues, he's going to be a star in this league. Jermaine Ifedi was number 7.
Yeah, I lost my spot. So okay.
I've seen this happen before.
Instagram. Go ahead.
I saw this happen one time earlier, and then it turned into trouble.
Thank you.
I've seen Jermaine Ifedi at 7. Jalen Johnson at number 6. He's going to take over as the number 1 cornerback for this team. We went back to the offense with number 5, Cole Kmet. Would like to see him get more run.
It's a big one.
Obviously, if you're going to develop Justin Fields, the guys inside that offensive huddle are also going to have to develop. Allen Robinson came in at number 4. I think the last thing you want to do is remove quality pieces to your offense. You want to add quality pieces, and that means you keep Allen Robinson in the mix. Number 3 was Tevin Jenkins, who will be asked to do a lot as their starting left tackle as a rookie.
Yes.
I'm hoping for competence that will be followed in years to come with dominance. Khalil Mack, number 2, as he is your highest paid Bear in history of the organization and was the defensive player of the year in 2018. And number 1,
we will tell you coming up, is it the Red Rifle or not? Find out next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You know what I haven't said yet? I haven't told people to tweet us. And you got to do it quick. It's error on me. So if you want to win some booze from Grand and Western Liquors, we'll do it at like 4:45. Would you rather? It's a Would You Rather Tuesday. So it gives you about a half hour.
It's going to be the last time because you called the boss a jackass. So I don't know.
No, I did not call the boss a jackass. Yeah, don't frame it that way.
Jackass.
Narc.
Then I'm a jackass.
He's called me a narc.
Yeah, I mean, geez. Like, first of all, you're lying. And then you're telling on me.
I think he heard it.
Jackass.
I don't think he listens to the show.
I think he's given up. I do. I do. Tweet us using the hashtag WSWouldYouRather. It's your best either or question for us, and we'll read them at 4:45. And the one that we think is the most creative, would you rather? Let's get creative today. Make them fun. Make them timely. Make them creative. Make us think. Tweet them to Black and Sean is also here. Sean, what's your Twitter handle?
SD2Mikes.
There you go. So send it to both of them. Use the hashtag WSWouldYouRather. We'll go through it at 4:45. All right, so we're up to number one.
Dun, 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 dun. I think I did a Star Wars song instead of a Bear Down Chicago Bear.
The beginning of the Fox. Listen,
just roll with it.
Then there was one. The most important player for the Chicago Bears in the 2021 season. I've been saying this now to you for a couple of days. The answer is quite simple to me. I've heard speculation. It's going to be a quarterback. At number one, he's number one on my list. He's number one in your program. It's rookie quarterback Justin Fields.
Yes.
With zero disrespect sent in the direction of Andy Dalton.
Debatable.
Primo or whoever else. He's had a nice career. He is an adequate placeholder. Andy Dalton is inconsequential in the big picture for me in 2021. He just is. I had to put this list together, and putting this list together, I had to project what I thought was going to happen this season. 2021, to me, is about developing Justin Fields. When he gets the call, which is up for grabs right now, when he will get the call, how many starts he will make, whatever the case may be, it's all about developing Fields and getting him prepared to be the franchise quarterback that this team has been thirsting for decades. Okay? All of that is based on the premise that quarterbacks play early in the National Football League. Rookie quarterbacks play. And my premise has been all along that Justin Fields will play sooner rather than later. I don't look at this as the situation. It, as much as people, including Matt Nagy, has tried to compare this in some ways, directly or indirectly, to what happened in 2017 with Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs and with Patrick Mahomes. Andy Dalton's new to this organization. Okay? Alex Smith had been with the Chiefs. They were coming off, as I said, an 11-5 season, a 12-4 season, and Alex Smith played as a Pro Bowler in the 2017 season. I see these as entirely different scenarios. I don't believe the 2021 season will end up with our Bears participating in the Super Bowl. So again, to me, this season is about finding out who your young quarterback is and developing him and getting him ready for the future. And in the process, surrounding him with guys in his offensive huddle that will make that transition from Ohio State to the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears as simple and easy and as fruitful as possible.
Yes.
It's why I've listed Tevin Jenkins and Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney and Jermaine Ifedi and a lot of different guys. At the end of the 2021 season, unfortunately, maybe I'm more pessimistic than others, I don't see this team competing for a Super Bowl title. To me, 2021 is about developing the 11th pick of the 2021 draft in Justin Fields. So to me, the most important player for this upcoming season is that rookie quarterback. And again, I don't know how many starts he's going to make. My projection and my prediction would be he will play. He's going to play sooner rather than later.
Like Mike Tannenbaum today on Get Up thought he could still win the job. Louis Riddick has said he should play at the end of the first quarter of the season. So in game 4 or 5, we're talking about. Yurko's BS is that, well, if it's up to Matt Nagy, he may not play at all. But that's not how you can talk about the conversation right now. The conversation right now is, the only reason there is hope in 2021 is because of one person, and it's because of Justin Fields. We hated our team at the end of last year. We didn't like the coach or the general manager, and the fortunes changed when they were able to stumble into getting Justin Fields. And if he could force their hand sooner rather than later, and we know that, hey, Maybe we're going to have a good decade coming up. Maybe we're going to have sustained success for the first time at quarterback. Maybe we're going to have our first 4,000-yard thrower, even if it's not this year. But if he gives you any signs that he could throw for 4,000 or 30 touchdowns or lead you to rings, this is where it all begins.
He'll tell you when he's ready.
Yes.
Not verbally, but with how he handles everything involved.
And I think you're being too cute if you're not recognizing that fact. It's so easy and simple.
Well, and again, my prediction and my list was predicated on what I expect to happen. I don't believe that Andy Dalton, as much as respect as I have for his solid NFL career, I don't believe he's going to make you... remind you of Alex Smith with the Kansas City Chiefs back in 2017. In fact, if you ask me for a game where I believe Justin Fields will play, they start the season at the Los Angeles Rams. They come home against the Cincinnati Bengals. They go to Cleveland. I think that Cleveland defense is going to be really good this year. That's a game I will predict they will lose. You come home Sunday, you're at home against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, we both have that
October
game, don't we?
October 3rd, it feels like a good spot to make a quarterback change. Now, again, that's just a wild prediction several weeks out from the start of the regular season.
We both have the exact same game.
It just makes sense to me. That's where first of all, he's going to have the opportunity to play in the preseason. He's going to have an opportunity to sit back and watch the speed of the game for a couple of weeks. And I don't believe the Bears will win the game that starts the season. I would predict they're going to lose to the Rams. I think they probably beat the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. They'll lose to Cleveland in Cleveland. You're 1-2.
And two really good defenses who could do some damage.
Yes. You're 1-2. What better way to get the Justin Fields era started than with a starting nod against the Detroit Lions? So, like, again, my put this list together. I thought it was a great idea to not focus on their best players, but their most important players. And my premise, once again, isn't that Andy Dalton is going to play. So when everyone says, well, what if Andy plays and plays well and he doesn't ever come out? That's not my prediction. If I felt that Andy Dalton was going to play and play well, I would have taken a different approach. So my entire list is based on my thought that you're going to see Justin Fields sooner rather than later. And if it doesn't happen until like the eighth game and he only starts nine games, he's still the most important player
because he
on this team.
You will know if he can be something by the next year.
And I would also say to you, if in fact what I predict to happen doesn't happen and the opposite happens and Andy Dalton does play and they're an 8-9 team or a 9-8 team and Justin Fields isn't ready to go and isn't ready to take over, that's also going to be important information.
Yes, of course.
Because it's going to tell you that there are some concerns. Yeah,
of course. So of the 15 most important Bears, Justin Fields was number one on Waddle's list.
Was he number one in your world?
You put it together very fast. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to make it most important is because if you did the 15 best Bears, I don't know if you put Justin Fields on the list.
He would not have been on my list. If you would have put a power ranking together, 1 through 15, he wouldn't because he's never taken a down. He's never played a down in the NFL.
And then this is a way to get Tevin Jenkins. Like that's so important. Your left tackle, your starting quarterback. So what do you guys think? You've heard the list. You've been with us for over 2 weeks now. Been basically a three-week thing because we've done it by show days, the 15. Do you agree with Waddle and me that the most important Bear, and it's not close, we've argued with Yurko about this on Crosstalk Unhinged. Get the latest Crosstalk Unhinged on the ESPN Chicago app. Do you agree with the two of us that Justin Fields is by far the number one most important Bear? 312-332-3776. We have also some news on Javi Baez. He has been scratched now. We told you earlier that Javi Baez was playing and batting fourth. He has been scratched, as Jesse's saying, because of the heel injury. Is it because of the heel injury? Is it because they don't want him to do any more damage and they're getting close on a deal?
Somebody call Rick Hahn.
Could the White Sox be targeting him? It's interesting, but Javi Baez has been scratched. Like, I mean, did he test it and give him the thumbs up, and then it just flare up on him, or Do they say, look, we don't want you to get hurt anymore? We're getting close. Something to keep your eye on. 332-3776. Do you agree with Waddle? And don't forget, Would You Rather coming up at 445. Tweet us your Would You Rather entries. You could win a gift card to Grand and Western Liquors. Use the hashtag WSWouldYouRather.